Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive Audio Descriptive service at this production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child at the Lyric Theatre. The show is 3 hours and 30 minutes long with one intermission. The play is based on an original story by J.K. Rowling, Jack Thorne, and John Tiffany, written by Jack Thorne and directed by John Tiffany. It is produced by Sonia Friedman Productions, Colin Callender, and Harry Potter Theatrical Productions. The Lyric Theatre seats just over 1,600 patrons throughout its orchestra, mezzanine and balcony sections. It has been completely renovated for this production to create an intimate auditorium and spacious lobby area. There are two entrances to the theatre, one on 42nd Street, the other on 43rd Street, both between 7th and 8th Avenue. There is a box office at both entrances. If you enter on the 42nd Street side, after you walk past the box office, you will pass to the Cursed Child shop, filled with souvenirs and merchandise. If you are entering on the 43rd Street side, the box office is a separate entrance on the left side of the building. The entrance to the theatre is accessed through three arched double doors. The walls of the lobby have been covered with deep blue wallpaper with gold floral-like designs. A circle of eight pillars stand in the centre of the lobby, framing the opening between the main lobby and the floor above. The walls of a small alcove off the cloakroom have been painted with Patronuses, a phoenix, an otter, a doe, a Jack Russell Terrier, a cat, and a stag. The street-level lobby has two bars, a coat check with accessibility devices, as well as a concession shop where you can purchase snacks. Stairs leading downstairs behind the east side bar lead down to the lower lobby, where there is a VIP lounge as well as restrooms. Heading upstairs to the dress circle or mezzanine level are more restrooms, including accessible bathrooms, another bar, and some seating at the far ends. Access to the balcony is from the dress circle level on either side. The carpeting throughout the lobby is a deep, rich red with a pattern of H's. Inside the theatre, the carpet is dark red with a pattern of blue medallions, and the walls are papered with deep blue wallpaper with gold embellishments and capital H's with small stars in the centre. The ceiling of the theatre is covered with rich brown panelled wood and lined with arched girders that have been painted to look like iron. The rest is a study in gold and red. Small white lights stud the walls and ceilings as well as the balconies and the boxes on the sides. Attached to the front of the dress circle and balcony levels at regular intervals are small gold phoenix sconces holding lights in their mouths. Synopsis. 19 years after Harry, Ron and Hermione saved the Wizarding World, they're back on a most extraordinary new adventure. This time, joined by a brave new generation that has only just arrived at the legendary Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Prepare for spectacular spells, a mind-blowing race through time, and an epic battle to stop mysterious forces, all while the future hangs in the balance. Set description. The story is played out on a set that remains constant throughout. It is part King's Cross Station and part Hogwarts Hall, both grand Gothic settings. The stage is about 30 feet wide and 32 feet deep, its floor covered with short dark wooden boards interspersed with narrow strips of metal, giving it a parquet effect. In the centre is a turntable about 20 feet in diameter. When it turns, it will bring into view items of furniture, move characters away, or, when they walk in the opposite direction, make them look as if they're travelling, although they stay in the same spot. Four grand semicircular railway arches span the stage from front to back. They are constructed to look like iron girders and provide a canopy effect. At the sides, the arches are bolted onto square columns, four on each side, which stand about 40 feet high. The top halves of the columns, above where the arches meet them, are constructed from iron, matching the arches. However, the bottom sections of the columns, beneath the arches, are panelled in dark wood. where wood meets iron are carved sconces in the shape of dragons and Hogwarts house emblems, one on each column, keeping watch over the action below. In the space above where the arches meet the columns are large clock faces. The clock faces are empty, so that their Roman numerals and hands look as if they are suspended in midair, silhouetted against the smoky light behind. The lower half of the back wall is also panelled in dark wood, with a fireplace on the right side. The top half has three pointed stone arches, which could belong to either the King's Cross railway station or Hogwarts settings, or both. The pointed arches are set side by side. The middle arch has its own large white clock face with black Roman numerals. At points in the story, the pillars will slide across the space, creating a framework. The multi-layered curved arches and vertical pillars, arranged from front to back, represent both the structure of a building or trees in a forest. The many different locations are created by lighting effects, a minimum of furniture and props set in place by the actors. A single iron-framed bed with a patchwork quilt establishes a bedroom. A desk with ink jar and feather quill, with an empty gilt picture frame suspended in midair behind it, suggests an office. A single set of bookshelves and some desks makes for a school library. Freestanding doorways create entrances and exits. All of the furniture is on wheels, allowing them to be moved quickly and noiselessly by the ensemble. Scene changes are closely choreographed and accompanied by the members of the ensemble swishing their black cloaks so that the new locations appear as if by magic. Upturned suitcases and travel trunks become seats in the train carriages on the Hogwarts Express. When we arrive at Hogwarts, the school's four house banners descend from above. The Gryffindor banner is red and gold. The Hufflepuff banner is yellow and bronze. The Ravenclaw banner is shades of blue, and the Slytherin banner is green and silver. Each banner is adorned with a graphic letter that resembles an animal. Each banner is adorned with a graphic letter that resembles an animal. For Gryffindor, a lion. For Hufflepuff, a badger. For Ravenclaw, an eagle. And for Slytherin, a snake. At Hogwarts, various locations are accessed or established by two wooden staircases, each with 12 steps. The staircases, with ornately carved handrails, are on wheels, enabling them to be moved around freely and in any direction. They each have a platform at the top, with a railing that characters can lean against. The staircases can be set in any position and angle. When they are manipulated at the same time by the ensemble, they glide around the space, sometimes meeting, allowing characters to cross from one platform to the other, before spinning off and carrying them in a different direction. When we move to Hermione's office, one staircase is spun round to reveal a full set of bookshelves beneath the stairs. Right now, piles of suitcases and trunks are set around the space, some on luggage carts. The wooden sections of the columns are lit with an eerie blue light, and shafts of white light cut through the mist above, picking out the rust-coloured iron arches. A shaft of white light beams from behind the central clock face, piercing the steam-filled air and creating the shadow of the clock on the floor. Just to the left of centre, suspended in mid-air, is a brown bowler hat. Character descriptions. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is the eighth story in the Harry Potter series. It is performed by a cast of 36 actors, some playing the main characters, the majority forming an ensemble who play Ministry of Magic officials, commuters, pupils, and staff of Hogwarts School. Harry Potter is 37 years old and works at the Ministry of Magic in the Department of Magical Law Enforcement. At the office, he wears a navy three-piece suit, but his tie is loosened, and when he removes his jacket, his shirt sleeves are wrinkled and usually rolled to the elbow. When on official business, he wears a long blue robe with a large hood and trailing sleeves. Harry takes life seriously, His eyes are tired behind his round glasses, and he often wears an anxious expression. His thick black hair is tousled and sometimes sticks up at the front, as if he regularly runs his fingers through it. He has a jagged, lightning-shaped scar on his forehead. Harry has a tendency to stand with his hands in his pockets, leaning forward slightly, and he often uses his forefinger to push up his glasses when they slide down his nose. Harry's wife, Ginny Potter's red hair, is cut in a long, smooth bob that falls just below her ears. Her clothes are pale shades of green and blue. Her wool sweater is a soft blue, and her pale green skirt hangs just below her knees. She wears a pair of knee-length flat brown leather boots. Ginny is a fiercely protective mother and wife, as well as a sports editor at the Daily Prophet newspaper. She moves with confidence and ease. Harry and Ginny have three children, James, Albus, and Lily. Lily is only spoken of. She does not make an appearance. The eldest, James, is a typical teenager of about 12 or 13. Already a student at Hogwarts, when not in school uniform, he dresses casually in t-shirts, jeans and hoodies or a light jacket, like his younger brother, Albus, whom he teases unmercifully. Albus is 11 years old at the start of the play. He is small with thick brown hair. Ron Weasley has red hair and twinkly eyes that are always smiling. Ron is fun-loving and a great fan of tricks and practical jokes, and fittingly now runs a joke shop. He dresses casually in light brown corduroy trousers. The sleeves of his orange and beige striped sweater stick out of the cuffs of his mitts. The sleeves of his orange and beige striped sweater stick out of the cuffs of his mismatched corduroy jacket. Ron is married to his and Harry's school friend, Hermione. Hermione has tightly curled black hair. She is slim with a warm smile and wears a striking purple suit. Her pleated silk skirt falls to mid-calf, and her fitted purple jacket is nipped in at the waist with a high collar. Her black T-strap shoes have a small heel. In contrast to Ron, Hermione is cool, calm, and businesslike. Their daughter, Rose Granger Weasley, is a bright and eager child about the same age as Albus, but unlike him, she is very confident. Like her mother, she has tightly curled black hair, which is fastened in two tight bunches on the top of her head. She wears grey tights with her school uniform. The headmistress at Hogwarts is Professor McGonagall. She is imposing, with her grey hair pulled back into a bun. She wears her glasses around her neck on a gold chain. Her dark green plaid gown has a full skirt, the sleeves puffed to the elbow and narrowing at the wrist. Over it, she wears a sleeveless robe trimmed with rich dark green velvet. Her witch's hat is also green, the brim divided into four sharp points. Draco Malfoy is an old rival of the three friends from their days at the school. He is tall and slim and holds himself stiff and upright, often holding his hands behind his back. His long blonde hair is smoothed back from his forehead and tied in a neat low ponytail. He is dressed entirely in black, a knee-length fitted frock coat with a high collar over a long buttoned waistcoat and narrow trousers. He wears a silver ring with a dark stone. Draco stands aloof, his eyes narrowed and watchful. He is quick to anger and frequently uncomfortable in the company of others. His son, Scorpius, is also about to start at Hogwarts. He has the same pale blonde hair as his father, but cut short, his bangs brushed forward. His eyes are strained and anxious, and he jumps nervously when approached. He finds it difficult to keep eye contact and constantly moves apprehensively from one foot to the other so that he seems off balance. Later in the play, he will wear a knee-length dark coat similar to his father's and carry a small leather bag over his shoulder. On the journey to school, an elderly woman wheels a trolley loaded with candy and chocolates down the train corridors. Known as the Trolley Witch, she has rollers in her grey hair and is bent over, her shoulders hunched. She wears big brown boots and an assortment of mismatched clothes, including a thick knit purple sweater and a flowered apron. Harry is visited by an elderly man called Amos Diggory. His white beard and what remains of his white hair is neatly trimmed. He has on a brown sweater under an olive-green tweed suit and a knitted green tie. Amos sits in a wheelchair and is accompanied by Delphi Diggory, an energetic girl in her early 20s. Her pale, silvery hair has blue streaks and is pulled back in a high ponytail. She wears silver rings and piercings and a velvet choker around her neck with a tiny silver bird skull hanging from it. Delphi dresses like a rocker girl. She has on ripped jeans and a long grey top that hangs below her grey denim jacket. She has ankle-length black biker boots and a small black shoulder bag. Albus Dumbledore is the former head of Hogwarts. He's alive only in memory and through the magic of the portraits that hang on the walls of Hogwarts and the Ministry of Magic. He has long white hair and a white beard that falls to his waist. A pair of small half-moon glasses perch on the end of his nose. He wears a long purple robe. Moaning Myrtle is a ghost. A former Hogwarts pupil, she's about 15 years old with lank brown hair, round glasses, and a faded and worn Hogwarts uniform. She is a sly, devious, and playful girl. Bane is a centaur, half man and half horse, who lives in the Forbidden Forest and is well practiced in divinity and astronomy. He has the legs and lower body of a horse and the upper body of a man. He's a large, muscled, and imposing creature. His long black hair cascades down his back and is held in place with a headpiece that fits over his forehead made of narrow, curved branches. Dolores Umbridge is also a person we will meet at Hogwarts at one point. She is a soft-spoken but exceptionally cold woman with a relish for discipline. She wears a long pink robe over a paisley orange blouse tied at the neck with a large pink bow. The robe is edged all down the front in brown fur. Her hair is tinted violet and teased up along the front with a riot of tiny curls along the sides. Severus Snape is a teacher at Hogwarts. He is in his early 40s with severe shoulder-length black hair that he wears parted in the middle and hanging down like curtains on either side of his face. He wears a long black robe. He is a serious and introverted man with a dour expression. We also meet Voldemort, a dark, soulless wizard without a shred of humanity. He has a white skull-like head with hollow eyes and two slits for a nose. He wears a long, black, flowing robe and moves with long, measured strides so that he seems to float across the ground. The ensemble is diverse and includes actors of various ages, sizes, and ethnicities. When grouped together, they resemble an ordinary crowd in grey or brown jackets and overcoats with a collection of floppy hats, flat caps, beanies, and bowlers. It's the occasional cloak and tall wizard's hat that sets them apart. Students dress in variations of the Hogwarts school uniform. V-neck sweaters in house colours with grey trousers for the boys and skirts for the girls, and scarves striped in grey and white. Older witches and wizards wear ordinary clothes or long robes under hooded cloaks with coloured linings, and some have pointed hats. Notes from the Playbill. There are some notes from the Playbill that you may find helpful, either as a reminder if you know the stories, or as a reference if you are unfamiliar with the world of Harry Potter. Hogwarts. The four greatest witches and wizards of their age founded Hogwarts more than 1,000 years ago. The school's four houses are named after them: Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. Pureblood. A term for a witch or wizard with purely magical heritage. Muggle. A person without magical powers. Most muggles live in ignorance of the world of wizards and witches. Mudblood. This is an insulting term for a muggle-born wizard or a magical person of non-magical parentage. Polyjuice Potion. a magical potion that allows the drinker to transform into another person. Time Turner, a device that allows users to travel back in time. Portkey, an object that transports wizards to a prearranged destination. Marauder's Map. This map shows the whereabouts of everyone in Hogwarts. Tri-Wizard Tournament, a contest between three wizarding schools, Beauxbatons, Durmstrang, and Hogwarts. Death Eaters, followers of Voldemort recognized by the dark mark on their forearm, a stylized skull with a serpent in its open mouth. Dementors, dark creatures who feed on the happy emotions of humans. A Dementor's kiss will suck out a human soul, leaving an empty shell. That's it for now. This pre-show program will repeat until the start of the play. If you are using a device and experience any difficulty, please return to the representative in the lobby. Thank you, and enjoy Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.